The Seventh Decade Garden was engendered in 1971 and depicts a garden, though not how one would be typically imagined. In her later years, Louise Nevelson preferred working with aluminum, the material used with the Seventh Decade Garden. The use of aluminum made the piece appear dark in color and jagged in texture, both qualities not typical of a real garden. Some make assumptions about the piece's meaning based on occurrences in Nevelson's life, such as her involvement in the feminist art movement, or her migration from Russia to the United States. Louise Nevelson was born on September 23, 1899, as Leah Berliosky in Persilov, Poltava Governorate in the Russian Empire. She migrated to the United States with her family in 1905, where she went to live in Rockland, Maine. As a young woman, she gained an interest in art, and it became most of what she did in her time at school and at home. Eventually, she married Bernard Nevelson, with whom she moved to New York City. During her time in New York, she began to make art her main focus. After her divorce, Louise became fully engaged in arts, specifically the feminist art movement. In New York, Nevelson created a name for herself as one of the greatest sculptors of the century. This piece was designed in Nevelson's seventh decade, when she began using aluminum. I personally very much enjoyed this piece due to its shadowy and rough nature, and the industrial feel it brings. I feel like it represents what our world has become, something organic and flowing while at the same time being uniform, metallic, and industrial. Nevelson's reason for creating this piece is unknown, though I have a theory of my own for what this piece means. I believe that the contrast within this piece represents the contrast of her life in Russia and her life in the States. Coming from an agrarian Russian society, Nevelson was introduced to an urban industrial society at an early age. The two societies in which she lived existed in stark contrast to each other. The new world that she came to wasn't the same garden that she had come from, as one was based on agriculture and one based on industry. To me, society is an organism, made of many different parts, and both of these societies existed with different kinds of organs within them. The Seventh Decade Garden displays a syncretism of the two societies, the garden representing a Russian agrarian society, and the shadowy colors along with the metallic build represents an industrial New England society. Another reason for the use of aluminum was to present how much the world has changed in her seven decades. The sloping sheets of aluminum stand upon sandstone plinths, making one of the structures appear taller than the other. In truth, the structures are identical. Aluminum was an uncommon, valuable material in Nevelson's youth. By her seventh decade, aluminum was a common material that was easy to get a hold of. Nevelson's use of aluminum in this piece proves all of the change she had witnessed in her time. First a change in scenery, next a change in society. This has been Keaton Hoy with another Bulldog Podcast.